Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie Collum. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie Collum. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bubba Church. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bubba Church. And now, play ball. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sauer scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colum fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Serena moves to second. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Church covering, for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Colum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colum hits a pop-up towards short. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixas strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski throws the ball into Bridges, who tags Fondi trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sauer moves to third. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0 for 1 in the game. Church hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Colum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colum is 0 for 1 in the game. Colum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. Sauer moves to third. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Serena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Serena reaches second base with a double. Sauer scores. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Herm Wehmeyer now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Adams fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Adams. Serena scores. McCullough moves all the way to home. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0-for-2 in the game. Church hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sauer moves to third. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 8-1, Cubs. Frank Smith now pitching. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Serena strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Frank Smith. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Landreth moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Johnny Temple pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Kelly now pitching. Grady Hatton now playing second base. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-3 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. Kluszewski moves to third. Borkowski moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. Borkowski scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena misplays the ball. That's an error on Serena. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bob Markey pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.